Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Tzadi Beis, and we are continuing in Ha'isha Rabba. We will start with the third to last line on Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis. And we were just discussing the sugya of Mai Havila Lamevid. What fault is there? What was she supposed to do? And we brought all the cases from the Mishnayos and Maseches Gittin, where there was a problem with the get, and she didn't read it beforehand, and she didn't know what was going on. And the Gemara, at the end of each section that was brought from the Mishnah and Gittin, declares that really she was somewhat at fault. And the Gemara seemed to say that the principle of Mayhavale Lemevid would have held up Lamaskana in the end, except for each of these cases had a specific problem with it, that she should have read the get. We discussed from the Rishonim, the Ritva, and the Tosas Yeshanim, forget having other psulim. There's a halacha that you have to read the get. Right, then if the get is not read, so then maybe it would be puzzle. In any case, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention, today's shir is L'Refua Shalema Gedalia Ben Malka Yuta. Gedalia Ben Malka Yuta, who needs Rachmei Shemayim, so all the Torah learned today should be L'Refua Shalema Gedalia Ben Malka Yuta. Okay, so Tosfos, remember Tosfos Yeshanim and the Ritva said on the end of yesterday's daf, the get always has to be read, period, if it's not read, even if it's perfect. So it might be a problem. So we have the different answers given. Maybe it was read afterwards. Maybe it's only din lechatchila. The Ritva had the important comment, which we'll have to get back to by the Shem and Maseches Gittin, and that is maybe the halacha of having to read the get is only according to the opinion of Ede Misira Karsi. Only according to the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, but according to Rabbi Meir, who holds Ede Chasima Karsi, the signatories of the witnesses, that's the mechanism that is significant in the get process, and not Masira, then you wouldn't need the get. That's a crucial machlokas, which we will have to get back to. But either way, the Gemara, the Maskana, the last story, after having all these explanations, and seemingly accepting that, well, if it's totally not her fault, then we would allow her to go back to her original husband, which the some of the Tanaim held. Rav Papa wanted to act that way. Rav Papa wanted to be do and suffer lemevid of the b'mayhevali lemevid. He wanted to, and then he was stopped. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua stopped him. He said, even though we answered all of those mishnayos, but they are shinuyo dechikos. They are difficult answers, and therefore they did not let him upasak, and then he stopped. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, based on the tshuva of the Rashba, that we do not act that way to allow her to go back to the original husband. So based on that, now we continue. Three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Ashi, ulakala lo chayshinan. We're not choshesh for a kol, for rumors. We discussed rumors once before, if you remember, a couple of prakim ago, in terms of a call of a woman being mezana and then she gets divorced because she then married the woman, the potential boel, the cases of nit'an alishus ish, eved, shifcha. So we had that discussion earlier. So now we're getting back to that. Ula kala lo chashir, we're not choshish for call, says Rav Ashi. What does that mean? Bottom Rashi. Im niseis bebezdin, v'yachakach yatsa kol, sheba'ala chai, lufaneinu lo ba, sheba'ala chai, lufaneinu lo ba. We're not choshish for a kol, meaning, what are we worried about in the case of the Mishnah? If an aide comes in, if two aidim come in and say her husband's alive, but if there's a rumor that somebody saw the husband somewhere, but there's no testimony. So the Mishnah sounds like, you know, you don't worry about rumors. L'kol lo chashinan, right? Only if there's bona fide testimony in court would we relate to it. But l'kol lo chashinan, hey kala. So the Gemara says, which kala is Rav Ashi talking about that we're not choshish for? Ilei makala de basar nisuin. Are we talking about a kol, a rumor that happens after she gets remarried? So of course we don't worry about that. Ha'amar Rav Ashi chadazimna. Rav Ashi already said, damar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi tells us, kol kala to basar nisuin lo chayshinan. We're not worried about a kol after marriage. So why would what's kol is Rav Ashi talking about? Tosfos here has two opinions. What does it mean kala to basar nisuin? Yesh Befarshim says Tosfos on top, dafka de yatsa hakol shetchilas nisuin haya beisr. What's the kol we're talking about after the marriage? Are we talking about right now there's a problem? Or is the call after marriage that the marriage itself was problematic? That's 2 days in Tosfos. Tosfos says, Yesh Befarshim, some say, the only call that might have caused problems, right, and we're not choshesh, is if the call goes out that says that Tchilas Nisuin Hayah Be'Isser. That type of call. She's married. So we don't worry about the call that says she shouldn't have gotten married. That's the type of call that we don't listen to. Demita Ava Nisuin Mistama Deku Bamilsa V'Sheker Havi. But what if there is a call that There's some new problem now, post-marriage. But if the kol is about something that happens after the marriage, so that's not going against her allowance of having to gotten married. This is afterwards. So Bez Tosfos, maybe Rav Ashi would agree that you would be choshish for that kol. And Tosfos then has the other day, the first small line, V'yamari, to E.F. Shalom Arkei, no, we don't think that, based on a Gemara Maseches Gittin, no matter any kol. Even a kol about a new problem after the marriage, we wouldn't. Rav Ashi is including that in his statement of kol de basa nisu and lo chashina. We don't worry about any kolos to undermine a present marriage. So again, that's Rav Ashi. So what's his chiddush here? Ula kol lo chashina. We've already said it elsewhere. So the Gemara says, ma'u detema. Well, I might have thought, ho'il va'asoy lebedina. Since originally, what are we talking about here? We're talking about the case of she gets married based on eid echad. So since originally she couldn't do it herself, there weren't two witnesses, you needed to go to Beis Din, visharin on law, and they had to matir the situation for her. Kikala the kaminisu and dummies. So you see, they're not 100% sure about it, right? They trusted eid echad, but they're not 100% sure. You need an allowance of Beis Din. So maybe you should treat this, even if it's a kol after Nisuin, maybe you should treat this as a kol basar kadam Nisuin. And therefore, you should say that this woman has to get divorced, right? In Lamaisa, it was after. But you might say you have to treat it as before. Why? Look at the second Rashi on top. Since she had to come to court to get the heter. She couldn't have it at home based on two witnesses and trust it totally. She had to come to court. Alma, b'chai havi misafkin on leiko de misuin. So you see, it's a little bit of a suffix. Hilkach kimi sheyatza kol meosa shadami. Maybe we should treat it more stringently and treat it as if the call was before the marriage and make her get divorced. Kamash malan, we don't say that. Kakal de kamini suadami vititsar kamash malan. We don't say that. We allow her to stay married even in this case, even though we weren't 100% sure when it occurred, you know, what it should be. We needed the bezit to be matir. We still don't make her get divorced. Again, keep in mind, we mentioned this, we touched on this, and we're going to have to touch on it again and again, the status of an eid echad. Right? What is the status of an eid echad? Because on a dara, two eidim is clear. Two eidim, the Torah says, you believe two witnesses. Why do you believe two witnesses? Okay, you can ask that question. Is it because we 100% think that the two eidim are telling the truth? Or the Rambam has a lashon in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, it's a gzeiras hakasuf. Right, do we know Vada that they're telling the truth? No, they might be lying, but probably not, and that's what the Torah says. Gzeras HaKasev, that you have to be Chotech, based on the Rambam have that mashal for a Navi Emes. How do you know a Navi is telling the truth? He performs signs, or he's a tzaddik, and he's bringing people closer. Do you know for sure that he's a Navi Emes? Hashem didn't talk to me, he spoke to the other Navi. But the Torah says, these are the rules. Just like, this is the Rambam's mashal, just like the Torah says, so listen to two witnesses. Do you know 100% that they're telling the truth? Not 100%, but that's two witnesses. So now we get to one witness. What does the Torah say about one witness? One witness makes you swear. If I bring one witness to court that you owe me money, so you have to swear. Mi doraisa. Right, we know there are three shvuos doraisa that beza can be b'chai of you. Shvuos modem miksas, shvuos hashomrim, and shvuos eidachad. Those are the three shvuos doraisa that Bezdin could be mechayev you. That's a shvua daraisa. So how do we look at that? Because if I brought one eight to court, he cannot be mechayev me money. He can only make me swear. So is an eight achad half of two witnesses, or is he something new? Is he something a new type of bria? And he's not nema daraisa for a mamanus. Or if I don't swear, mitoch sheni yachali shava mishalem. Another important principle of mitoch. So the status of eid echad is a crucial one to figure out. What about isurin? Right? Two witnesses are believed in all areas of halacha. An eid echad is believed for a shvua, not believed in mamon, believed for isurim, not believed in davar sheba erva. So will the real identity of eid echad please come forward? Right? Sometimes he's believed, sometimes he's not believed. That's a very challenging, trying to put our finger on how you have to look at every area of halacha and figure out how the mefarshim treat it. So again, here, that's what's behind this Gemara. The Gemara says, since the Beis Din is not 100% clear when the eid echad comes, they have to matir. But they are matir, so they do believe, and that's also, yes, mishamiguna, and daikul mitzvah, and all the other factors, but this havamina maskana goes to the root of what the status of eid echad is. Halacha l'maisa, we know here the Gemara says that you need a bezdin to matirs. This is a crucial discussion. We haven't mentioned this yet in this parak, so let's mention it now. Simin Yud Zayin in Eved Ezer. That is the very long simin about Eidos Isha. Everything in the second half of this Masechta, not everything, but a lot, is here in Simen Yud Zayin, a very long Simen with all the notes of Kalim. So if you look in Simen Yud Zayin, Sif Lamid Tes, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hanises al pi erechad, lo tinase ala brishos bezdin. So we know, that's our Mishnah. Somebody gets married based on the testimony, one witness says the husband died, so then she needs bezdin. V'imnise shalob haraz bezdin, what if she got married without haraz bezdin? Right, there was one witness that came. She did her homework. She didn't go to court. So does that work? So if there were two witnesses, she didn't have to come to court. But if there's one, 2 days. Yesh Omrim says the Shulchan Aruch shelo teitze. She is not yotif. She got remarried. Afilu ba eid echad. The Omar lomes doesn't matter. Even if an eid echad comes and says she didn't die, why? Because the first aid is beliz b'makom shnayim, as we had earlier in the parak, and the second aid, one aid, doesn't stand up to two aidim. That is the Shulchan Aruch. When the Rama adds, v'habezdin, the bezdin that you should go to, that is matir based on eid echad, tzrichin lihios gimel, v'ksherim, v'lo krovim, zelazeh, v'lo le'edim. Gotta be a bezdin of three. That's what the Rama says. What is the chiddush of this Rama? If you look in the Gra says, unlike Dine Mamanis, which sometimes we have the concept of a yachid mumche, we have one that could judge instead of the three. In this case, says the Gra, always need three. Kamo bechal davar hatzarach bezdin. Kamo shekaza bechoshim mishpat. Pachod bishlosha. Uladasa ramban afilu biyachim mumche lo. Kamo shekaza bechoshim mishpat. V'lechein lo krovim. He discusses that's the chiddush of this Rama. You always need a bezdin of three. Who argues right here? The Chelkas Mechokik. The Chelkas Mechokik argues on the Rama. Mechokik is one of the great Mefarshim right here, and he has a big, long, three-column Chelkas Mechokik, where he quotes, he says, I'll quote you a tshuva that I wrote about this. And he quotes his own tshuva. Three-column tshuva, so he argues. He says, Ferachti b'tshuva, sha'af sha'harav kasa b'darkei Moshe, even though the Rama says, Shehotzi zed dimi tshuvas harashba, that he's basing this on the Rashba, that you need a bezdin of three to matir the woman to get remarried. Hama'ayin sham ein raya misham. I argue, b'kvai harachti b'zel aviraya, desagi b'chacham echad, kikol hara'ot alma. No, it's like any psak. You go to a rabbi, is this kosher, is this treif? You only need one. You don't need more than that. So here, could she get remarried or not, though? Chalkas b'chokei says one. Umiyat shaho rechacham echa v'hatir, lo teitzi me'ateira rak l'ini kabbalas eidus. Kabbalas eidus is a machlokas. You might need to be mekabal the eid echad with three, but that's a machlokas here with the taz also, but that is an important machlokas. What do you need in all these cases? What type of bezdin? The Ramah says three. The Chalkas b'chokei argues and says one. Okay, back to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah had said, if, now we're getting to a new I'm saying, so now we're going to get into Karbanis right now. We're going to get into Hilchos Karbanis right now.
But even with respect to that Machlokas.
But against that Machlokas, right? What would be? One would have the status of Bezdin then in that case, he would say. That would you have to say. Okay, so now we're going to get into the issue that you just brought up, and that is the other element the Mishnah said, before we get into the second Mishnah in the Perek, and that is the Karban issue. Remember, the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, had said that if she gets married based on Bezdin, which means Eid Echad, based on Bezdin, then she does not have to bring a Karban, because that's the halacha, it's on Bezdin's shoulders. If she gets married based on her own testimony, her own actions, that's a carbon chatas for herself, but she has a real carbon chatas. So now the Gemara says, Omar Zeiri. So keep in mind that idea. We know there's a carbon called Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. That's different than here. Right here we're talking about one individual made a mistake. So if one individual made a mistake, she might not have to bring the carbon, but the Bezdin also is not going to have to bring a carbon, because, you know, it's not Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur in Parshas Vayikra is a special carbon that if the Bezdin paskins incorrectly, what Maseches Harios is all about, and Rov of the Tzibur follow their mistake. What does Rov of the Tzibur mean? It could mean Rov of a Shevet, or it can mean Rov of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Right, that's a unique halacha. There are four or five halachas that depend on Eretz Yisrael that are not mitzvos atulios ba'aretz. The way the Achronim formulate this is that there's something called Shem Eretz Yisrael. Even if it's not Truma and Meiser, but there's certain halachas that depend on Eretz Yisrael. This is one of them. Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Why should that be? If the Beis Din Sanhedrin HaGadol paskens in a certain way, and most Jews in the world follow their mistaken psak, but only a minority of Jews in Eretz Yisrael, no parlam davar shel tzibur. Beis Din does not bring a carbon on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Every individual has to bring. But the opposite goes by Eretz Yisrael. Why? Zeres HaKasa. There are certain halachas that have to do with Klal Yisrael as an entity. Right? The language of the Gemara is only Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is ikrei tzibur. It's important halachically and hashkafically. So it only applies to Eretz Yisrael. Egla Rufa is another one. Smicha. Right, the Rambam, the famous sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin. I haven't read it in a while, so I'll read it again now. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin that if we could get everybody together, we could renew the smicha. Could renew the smicha, bisman hazeh. Right, in Tavshin Ayin Hey. What does that mean, can renew the smicha? The Rambam says, if the majority of rabbis in Eretz Yisrael get together and agree, who should they give smicha to? That person is a samach. All right, and this was the controversy in the 1500s, with the Beis Yosef and the Mabit, that the great rabbis of Tzfat, they agreed, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, he's the man. And the Chachma Yerushalayim says, what are you talking about? We don't agree. So that was it, finished. Right, it's not, didn't happen. But Me'ik Lechat, the Rambam says, Nirin Li Advarim. That's Nirin Li. When the Rambam says Nirin Li, this is his own Chita. Shem Eskimu Kol HaChachamim Sheba Eretz Yisrael. Limnos Dayanin. Velismoch Osan. Hare Elu Smuchin. Veyeshlem Ladun Dine Knossos. Veyeshlem Lismoch Lacherim. You could do it. Im came lama hayu chachamim mitzaren ala smicha kedei shelo yivatlu dinei knasos biyisrael. Why do we find a chazal that Klal Yisrael were all the rabbis were so upset that we can't judge dinei knasos anymore? Just get together and appoint new rabbis, says the Rambam. Because mitzias wise, how can you get these? You can't get 10 rabbis in a room to agree to anything. The Rambam says that's why they knew it was impossible. Mefisha yisrael mefuzarin ve'ef shar sheyeskimu kulan. That was it. So the Rador Tzarech Echor, that's the Rambam. Again, Tali, why isn't Tali on all the rabbis in the world? No, only the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. There are certain halachos that are Tali on Eretz Yisrael, not Kiddush HaChodesh is another one, and others. Anyway, that's background for this halacha. Not exactly what the Gemara is talking about, but the Gemara here is talking about Beis Din's responsibility and a person's responsibility. Sometimes if it's Beis Din's responsibility, in contrast to the majority of the tzibur, so then Beis Din will bring a karbon, and everyone else will not have to bring a karbon. So here, that's what our Mishnah says. You remember looking back to the Mishnah, beginning of our parak, Pezayin of the Beis, the Mishnah had said, Niseis Alpi Beis Din, if she got married based on Beis Din's heter, which means it's only eight echad, Teitze, she has to leave her first husband, Upatura, mina karban. But she's part of her bringing out karban, because it's on Beis Din's shoulders, so to speak. It's not her mistake. Lo Niseis Alpi Beis Din, but if it wasn't Beis Din, meaning it was two witnesses, Teitze, v'chayavis b'karban. She's chayavit to bring a karban, and the Mishnah continued, Yafek Koach Beis Din, Shepotru bin Akarban. Beis Din's koach is strong that it pathers her from the carbon. If they took it on their shoulders, so to speak, so then they pather her from the carbon. Let's just read the last line, which the Gemara will also talk about. If Beis Din allowed her to get remarried and then she is kilkala, then she does something that she shouldn't have done, so then she is chayav b'karbon, because Beis Din didn't allow her to do that. So we'll have to see what that means coming up. So now back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara now, Tzadi Beis Amad Aleph, Niseis Alpi Beis Din, Teitse. So she gets married based on Beis Din Teitse. Amar Ze'iri, says Ze'iri, Lesa Lamasnisan Midatani Be Medrasha. Ze'iri says, I think the Mishnah is the Loka Halacha, because I have another Mesorah for my Beis Medrash. The Ritva says, you know, his Beis Medrash he trusted more than our Mishnah. So he said, I think that the Mishnah, there's a machlokas here between the following and our Mishnah, and we will see what the difference is. The Tani Bei Medrasha, Horu Beis Din Sheshaka Chama. What happened? Beis Din says that Shabbos is over. Sheshaka Chama. Right, interesting, Shaka Chama. We don't usually assume that Shkia is the end of Shabbos. Right, Shaka Chama, maybe it means like Misha Tishka HaChama, to use the Gemara in Shabbos' Lashon, meaning the end of the process of the setting of the sun. Right, nobody's going to allow you to do Malachi after Shkia. Right, the most you're going to get is 9 minutes. Right, the Gaonim, the Gra, that's the closest, but for Shabbos, more. But either way, it just means it's nighttime. Beis Din said it was nighttime. And then, so everybody started doing Malacha. Right, and going Motzi Shabbos, making Avdalah, getting ready, Ula Basov Zarcha. And then they realize, it was just a bad, cloudy, rainy, stormy time, and the sun starts shining again. So it's still Shabbos. Ein zu hara'a ela ta'us. So this doesn't fall into the parsha of par helam davar shel tzibur, a mistaken psak that Bezin gave, because this wasn't a psak. This was what we would call a gilui milsa. Bezin just was wrong with the reality. A psak is where that you're not sure what to do in a certain halacha, and Bezin makes a decision. Here, was there a decision? There was no decision. It was daytime, and Bezin didn't realize it was daytime. That's not called a psak. That's not called a hora'a. That's called a toss. That's called a mistake. And therefore, you don't have the normal rules of, oh, Bezdin Paskin is on their shoulders. No, this is a mistake. Right? It's not an exact mashal. Remember the sugi in the beginning of Sanhedrin of Tav Bedvar Mishnah and Tav Bishikol Hadas. Tav Bishikol Hadas, if Bezdin makes a certain type of mistake with a decision. Tav Bedvar Mishnah means it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says something. Or even worse, it's a Pasik. Right? So that's not called a Psak. If Bezdin Paskin's again, if Bezdin says, there are only 36 malachas on Shabbos and 39. That's not a psak. That's 100% wrong. Nothing to talk about. So here, it's a reality that Bezin was mistaken with. So that's what Ze'iri says, learns from his base medrash. Whenever Bezin is just mistaken about a reality, that's not called a hora'a. That's called a ta'us, and therefore, it wouldn't be called the psak of Bezin and on Bezin's shoulders. So what's Ze'iri saying? In our Mishnah too. Not knowing what day it is like not knowing if this person's alive or not. And if the husband walks in, so it must be, that's like the sun coming out again. And therefore, says Ze'iri, I think that she would be chayav karban in that case. It's not on Bezdin's shoulders, because that's not called a psak. That's not called a hora'a, right? Rashi's lashon is on the fifth skinny line. De halakule alma gal yahashta de ta'us have. The whole world realizes now that the husband walked in that it was a mistake. V'hachanami demasnisan ta'osi kisvurim shemeis v'yinei ba'bayla v'yakal ro'im, right, and everybody sees. So it must be, it was not really a psak. Bezin, which was trusting the witness, the eid echad, but you can't really call that a psak, and therefore they wouldn't take the responsibility of the karban.
If Shabbos,
wouldn't be a psak, right? Everybody would have to. They did it by b'shogeg. That would be a shogeg. Yeah, everybody would bring a karban. Karban chatas. V'Rav Nachman Amar Hora'ah. Rav Nachman says, no, I disagree. I think it is a hora'ah. Meaning, I don't think Bezin is just relying on that eid echad. I think they're deciding something themselves here. I think it is a hora. How do I know it's a hora? How do I know that our case doesn't have the status of ta'us? Amar Rav Nachman Teid, I'll prove it to you. To hora ahi. I'll prove to you that here, they're not just relying on an eid echad, but they're deciding something themselves. To bechol ha-Torah kula eid echad lo mehemen. Because as we said earlier, in all other areas of halacha, we don't rely on an eid echad. All of a sudden, here we do. V'hacha mehemen? One, my time, what's the difference? It must be because it's Bezdin in getting involved. La mishum dehorahi. Says Rav Nachman, it's not just the eid echad that they're relying on and the eid echad was lying. Bezdin themselves are contributing to this psak, and if it is a psak, and therefore, I would think that she would be putter from a karban. The Meiri's lashon here is very telling. The Meiri says, you know what Rav Nachman is saying? The Meiri says, Ubevadai iker hadin kishe hiskimu chachamim lahoros shetei isha muteres al pied echad hora'ahi. You know what Rav Nachman is saying? Not just specifically in this case, but the fact that the rabbis decided that a woman could get remarried based on the testimony of one witness, and Bezin allows that, so they got involved. They made that takana, so that's the hora'ah. And every Bezin b'choldar v'adar that acts in that way, that's called a hora'ah. V'aldazeh ha'yir Rav Nachman Omer b'sug yizu hora'ahi shahiyaholich achar ikar ha'takana. That's the lashon of the Meiri. And we'll get to, let's just do the next line and then we'll do its continuation. Amar Rava, back to the Gemara. No, teda de ta'osu. I'll prove to you that no, this is just a mistake of Bezdin. This is not a psak of Bezdin. Really, they are relying fully on the eid echad. Why? I'll give you an example. To ilu hor Bezdin v'chel v'dam lehetera. Let's say Bezdin has a piece of meat and they paskin, it's treif. Paskin is treif, chelif. And v'hader chadotay mali yisura. I'm sorry. They leheter. They say it's mutter. They say it's not. They say it's shuman, which is kosher fats. Right? It's mutter. V'hader chadotay mali yisura. And then they change their mind. And they say, no, it's treif. We made a mistake. And how about now step three? They want to go back and say, no, it's mutter. Ki hadri v'ami latera. We want to trust them a third time. What does that mean a third time? If they don't have any new evidence, the Ritva says, explaining Rashi, they're trying to go back to the original. We wouldn't allow them to go back. Why? Because once they said it, they said it. V'ilu, hecha. But what about arke? That's an example of a hora'ah. We won't allow them to go back to stage one by stage three because once they change their mind, they have nothing new to add. But, says Rava, V'ilu hecha da'asa eid echad, Sharina, if an eid echad comes and comes to court and says, the husband died, we would allow her to get remarried. Asu trei asarna. Two eidim come and say, no, your husband's alive, we would then asur. Ki hadar asa eid achrina. If another eid would come and say, he died now, not originally, but he died now, Sharina le, we would amatur again. My time of why? Why don't we say it's like the earlier case of the Chalef? La Mishum de Tosu. It must be because it was a mistake. And mistakes could always be retracted. Back to the Me'iri. The Me'iri says, Rav Nachman said, calls it a Hora, because he's going by the Iker Takana. Bezdin was involved, and they made this new rule, so therefore, you put it on Bezdin. Barava, hey Shivu, no. She'ein hochin achar Iker Takana, ela achar Shas Maisa. No, you go by every individual case. Shenimsaha aid kafran. The aid was lying. Vinizgala shalohaisaho ralatos. So, this is the machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rava, backing up Zeiri or not. How do we treat this case? Related to this, again, all the achronim pick up, is a Rashi and Bamitzia, where Rashi has a lashon that the Aruch HaShulchan is going to quote this message a little bit later also, but I just quote it now, because it's how the root machlokas according to the Miri is, do you look at the original takana that was made, by the Sanhedrin HaGadol way back, or do you go by each and every bezdin? There is a Rashi in Bamitzia, Tzadi Vavim Abeis, where Rashi has a lashon that every bezdin throughout history is really stepping into the shoes of the earlier Batei Dinim that made the takanas thousands of years ago. Beautiful Rashi. Rashi says, Bezdin Shei Yisrael Sheba Oso Dar Shekol Takanos Mishpat Tluya Bahem Val Yedei Hen. Through that Bezdin, way back, Nohagos Chukim Hamisukanim Letzibur Me'az Vavi Kemi Shetiknu Lo Heim Kinyan Zeh V'Nimsu Heim Hamaknin. It's as if the Bezdin is transferred from the days of old, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the Anshei HaGadola. Every generation, the new Bezdin is considered as if they are renewing that takana. It's not an old takana, but it's a new takana that takes place in every generation. Okay, last stage, says the Gemara, V'raf Reb Eliezer Savar the Tosu. So it's a machlokas. It's machlokas Amoraim. What would be the halach in the Mishnah? Reb Eliezer also holds that this case is a ta'us, and therefore she would not get a ptur, an exception from a karban. The Tanya Reb Eliezer Omer. Because Reb Eliezer says in this context, Yikov Hadin Sahar bore a hole through the mountain. What does that mean? That always mean, no, don't look at what's on the surface, like the mountain. Go through the mountain. Go right through it and get to the din. Get to the depths of the din. V'tavi chatas shmeina. And she has to bring a chatas. So that's what he says about this case. So let's analyze that lashon. E amrit bishlama de ta'usu. If Reb Eliezer really holds that it's a ta'us, mishamachi ma'isi karban. That's why she has to bring a karban. That's what he's saying. Because don't blame this on Bezdin. Ela e amrit tahora hi amai ma'isi karban. But if it's a hora, so what's he emphasizing? If he holds his on Bezdin's shoulders. So where it says, maybe not. V'dilma kasava Rebbe Eliezer. Maybe there's a different reason Rebbe Eliezer says that she's chayev as a karban here. Maybe you reject the whole principle. Maybe Rebbe Eliezer holds, yachid sha'asa baraz Bezdin chayev. Right? What did we introduce before? Par helm davar shel tzibur. Where an entire tzibur, role of the tzibur, acts mistakenly. So that karban is off of their heads. But a yachid, that's a machlokas tanaim. So maybe Reb Eliezer really holds like the other tanaim, that a yachid that acted based on the mistake of Bezdin, he still has to bring a karban. Chayiv. So maybe that's why he says what he says. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Because then you wouldn't have to dig deep to figure that one out. Im Kain, ma yikov adin ha-sahar. He says, you got to bore a hole in the mountain. You got to really figure this out. So for that, you'd have to figure out whether it's a hora, whether it's a toes. That requires analysis. To just say that he holds Yachid Shaga Baraz Bezdin, that's he wouldn't use the lashon of Yikov Adin Sahar. So that's why he must hold also Taus. Just to mention, the Rambam Shita here is difficult because the Rambam holds that Yachid he paskins like this last Rebbe Eliezer Yachid Shasa Baraz Bezdin Chayiv. The Rambam paskins that if a yachid acts based on what Beis Din told him to do, and it was Beis Din's fault, the yachid still has to bring a carbon. Paral Dover Shel Tzibur does not include that case. So he's chayiv. And yet, when the Rambam quotes our halacha about her bringing a carbon, he says, well, the reason you have to bring a carbon is because Beis Din made a ta'us. And therefore, she has to bring a carbon. So the Magen Mishnah, the Mishnah Melech says, what do you need that reason for? Even if it was a horah, she'd have to bring a carbon. Right? Why does the Rambam have to give the reason of ta'us? Right? Ta'us is, if you hold it, usually potter from bringing a carbon, here you have to, because it's not called a horah. So that's a difficult Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos. The Mishnah Melech leaves it b'tzarech iyun. You know, why the Rambam would hold yachid she asav or as bezin chayiv and still have to give the reason of ta'us. Okay, weiter. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. By the way, the concept of ta'us and horah comes up, you know, in other places also. Just to mention one other place. We're talking about Motzei Shabbos. But what about an individual level? Let's say I'm a Kabbal Shabbos because I think it's nighttime. And then all of a sudden the sun comes out. It was just a dark rainstorm. And I was Makabel Shabbos before we have to Plaga Mincha. So before Plaga Mincha, that's Mamash Atos. Right? You can't, even if somebody is very, very frum and they want to have Shabbos Friday morning. I can't wait. I'm going to light candles. I'm going to keep it Shabbos. Bracha Levatala. Right? You can't do that. Before Plaga Mincha, it's not Shabbos. Right? You can't accept Shabbos too early. What if it's after Plaga Mincha? And I think it's Shkia though. But it was a cloudy day, and then the sun comes out. So then what do? So the Shulchan Aruch talks about, do you daven, 2 points. Number one, do you daven Ma'ariv again? Do you have to daven Ma'ariv again? Maybe there's a difference between a Tzibur and a Yachal. The Shulchan Aruch says that Tzibur, we're not going to be Matriach, but daven Ma'ariv again. But it could be they don't have to daven Ma'ariv again, but they could do Malacha. Because it was all a the Kabbalah was Betos. We won't be Matriach, but daven again, but it was, so you might be Mechalik between those two. But again, that's another example of ta'us, a mistaken psak, or just a mistaken Kabbalah. Okay, so go there in Simon Reish Samach Gimel, that's in Hilchos Kabbalah Shabbos. Weiter. So, Uru Bezin Li Nasi V'chu, the last line of our Mishnah said, if Bezin allows her to get remarried, but then she goes and does something wrong. She acts, she's Mekalkel. So, what does that mean? So, we had one translation of the Mishnah, but let's see. My Kilkala, Rav Eliezer Omer, this is how we translated it, Zinsa. She goes in is Mezana. If she goes, gets remarried, that's what Beis Din told her to do. But if she's Mezana, so then the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer holds, that then she would have to bring a carbon. She can't blame this on Beis Din. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, what does Kilkala mean? Amana l'kohen gadol, gusha v'chalutzu l'kohen hedyot. I mean, she violated a real bona fide iser, not just znus. So the Gemara says, Manda Amar Zinsa, according to the one who says, Zinsa, Beis Din did not allow her to be Mezana, koshken Amana l'kohen gadol, surely that case is on her shoulders. Man to Amar Almana l'Kohen Gadol. But if you say the pshat of the mission of Kilkala is that she was an Almana l'Kohen Gadol, so then Abel Zinsa lo. Maybe Zinsa would not be included in the Mishnah. Why? My taima de Amar, she could still say to Beis Din, Atunu d'shavitun b'nuya. You told me that I'm not married. And if you told me that I'm not married, yeah, but we didn't allow you to marry a Kohen Gadol if you're an Amana. But if you told me that I'm not married, so this Lashon, is this Machayev a Karban? A regular act of Znus? Right, so then, she would be able to have an excuse, even though she wasn't a great Tzadika, right, she didn't do something good, but at least she did not do something that would be Machayev her to bring a carbon. So that is the machlokas. Tanya kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan. The Brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan. Haru bezin li nasei v'halcha v'kilkala kigon. Amon al kohen gadol gusha v'chalutzu l'kohen hedyot. Chayeves b'karbon al kol biyu biya divrei Rabbi Elazar. Right, she's chayev a carbon on each biya that supports. Right, the example given is amon al kohen gadol gusha v'chalutzu l'kohen hedyot. So that's a support. But then another prat machlokas. Rabbi Elazar holds chayev on each and every biya. And v'chachamim omrim carbon echad akol, one carbon on each bia with his wife. Umodim v'chachamim l'Rabbi Elazar shem nisis t'chamisha b'nei adam shechayev es b'carbon akol echad v'echad hol v'gufin muchlakin. If there's a different person she was married to each time and she had bia with, so that's enough to be mechalik for hilchos karbanos. That's a separate machlokas, but in terms of the case given is amanal kohen gadol grusha v'chalutza. The Kohen Hedyot. We don't have time for it right now, but the Ritva here has an important lashon in terms of, you know, this lashon of Atanhu de Shavitun Pnuya. He talks about, do you compare this case of Beis Din allowing her to get remarried versus the language we write in a get. Right? We might have a higher standard for the language we write in a get. Because we have to, in a get, we don't just say that you were divorced from me, as we'll see in a second. You have to say, and you are allowed to marry anybody. You have to say it explicitly in the text, unless it's not a get. Okay, next Mishnah. Here we go. More mistakes made. Right? That's what this parak is about. Says the Mishnah. Ha'isha shahalach b'ailu b'nala b'dines hayam. A woman whose husband and child went out to sea. Or they're both away. V'uval v'amr l'meis b'ailech v'achach meis b'neich. And they say, we have terrible news for you. Your son and your husband both died. What order did they die in? Makes a big difference, right? If her son died first, then she's going to have a chiv of yibum. If her husband died first, then there's no chiv of yibum. So, they come to her, well, at both cases. The first case is, they tell her your husband died, meaning she had a child when her husband died, no chiv of yibum. Finisse, she married somebody else. She moves on with her life after the big tragedy. And then they tell her, sorry, it was the opposite. Your son died first, and therefore you were not allowed to marry anybody else before having doing chalitza. So Teitze, she must get divorced from her new husband. V'havlad Rishon V'acharon Mamzer. And the children are both Mamzerim. Right? Rishon V'acharon, what does Rishon and Acharon mean? So the Gemara will talk about what before she found out and after she found out. And we'll see, this is only according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one. It's Chayvi Lavin for a Yavama to go and marry someone without a Yibun Chalitza. That's not an Eser Kares. That's Chayvi Lavin. So it's a Mamzer only according to Rabbi Akiva. What about the opposite case? And we'll talk about Bezer Manam Beis, the lumdis of this Zika. Amrula Meis Benever Akach Meis Balech. They tell her that her son died and then her husband died, meaning there is a Chiv of Yibam. So this is worse already. Venisyama, she does Yibam. So this is Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach without a Chiv is an Isser Kares. So this is worse. V'yachagach Amr L'chilavah Yuadvarim. And then they tell her terrible, right? It was the opposite, and therefore she married her brother-in-law in a case where there was no mitzvah. Teitzei v'avlad rishon v'acharon mamzer. So now that's a real mamzer. Mamzer d'araisa, even according to the Chachamim. Part one. Next part. Amrula meis balech v'niseish. They come and say, oh, your husband died and she gets remarried. V'yachagach amrula kayem hayev ameis. They come back and say, no, the day that we told you that he died, he didn't die yet. You got remarried, but now he died. So now what? Teitzei, so again, she has to go, she leave that marriage, v'havlad rishon mamzer, the first vlad that she had when her husband was still alive is a mamzer, because that was born out of wedlock, v'achroneid a mamzer, but a mamzer, a child that would be born after her husband died, that wouldn't be a mamzer anymore. Armula, last case, meis balech v'nis kadsha, referred to this earlier in the parak already, meis balech v'nis kadsha, if they say to her that your husband died, and v'nis kadsha, and she was mekudeshes to another man, but never did nisuin. V'akach ba baila muteres lachzer lo. All the knasos that we have in the case in the first Mishnah is only if she had nisu. She did nisuin. She lived with her husband, but if she only had kiddushin, she could go back to her first husband. And Tosfos adds, Tosfos on Amud Beis on the bottom of today's daf, won't get to it now, in Dibur Maskil Nosima, Tosfos says, if her husband dies, then she could even marry the woman who she did Kiddushin with. Right? There's no problem with that either. Not only could she go back to her original husband, but if her husband dies or divorces her, she could also go back to the Mekadesh himself. Continuing the Mishnah, Alva Bishanasan La Achron, get lo pasam in a kahuna. And even if this Mekadesh gives her a get, it doesn't ruin her because she's not married to him. Ezu Darsha Vlazam and Masya, this is the Drasha, Vishha Grusha Meisha, Velo Meish She'eno Isha. The Drasha of Vlazam and Masya is only a woman who's divorced from a man and not from a man who's not her husband. Meisha, only from her husband. A similar Drasha is quoted in Maseches Gittin, based on the same pasuk. V'isha grusha me'isha, afilu eino grusha ella me'isha. Same pasuk, different drasha. Here we darshan, only from her husband, and not from someone who's not her husband. The same pasuk, though, teaches us in Maseches Gittin, even if she's only divorced from her husband, meaning what? What if the husband writes his wife a get? You are divorced from me, but he does not write harayat muteres l'chaladam. So that get is no good. That gets no good, but that's what's called Reach HaGet. That's called a get that does something to this woman. She needs another get in order to get remarried, but she already, let's say your husband dies the next day, she cannot marry a Kohen. Because that's called Reach HaGet, she is already affected. Pashas of that Gemara is that Reach HaGet is a Din D'Oraisa, based on the same pasuk that we have here. Afilu Eino Grusha Ela Me'isha. The difficulty is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon is Midivrei Sofrim, Midivreihem. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, in Perek Yud, the Rambam's Lashon, and the Shakas Aryeh talks about this, and others, the Rambam's Lashon is, if you give a get that says, Harim Mugureshes Mimeni, the Ein At Muteres Lachaladam, Harizu Psula Lakuhuna Midivreihem, Vizehu Reach HaGet, Sheposel Pekuhuna Midivreihem. The Magen Mishnah leaves the Rambam Tzarachiyin. Then to Arisis, based on a pasuk, right? This pasuk here in our Mishnah teaches us two things. Number one, here, if somebody walks over to her who's not her husband, that gives her a get, that's not Reach HaGet, that's nothing. But if it's not a good gerushin, but there is something in the parsha, so then it would possible for kahuna. There is a discussion in the Achronim. Again, we're going to have to talk about this, Hashem, later in Maseches Gittin. How does Reach HaGet work? Mechanism. Is it that there's some type of chalos gerushin, a mixas chalos gerushin lagabi the husband, even though there's no gerushin lagabi everybody else? That's a big chiddush. Or do you say no? Even just a maisa gerushin without any chalos gerushin, that would be enough to passel this woman from marrying a kohen. A mixas chalos gerushin or just a maisa gerushin. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we'll have to talk about that lumdus in the future. For now, let's continue. Says the Gemara. The first case of the Mishnah, remember, a woman was told that her husband died, then her son died. So she married somebody else, and all of a sudden they came back, no, opposite, and you should have done chalitza. So it says they're both mamzerim. So my rishon and my achron, what does that mean? What's rishon, what's achron? There's only one man here. Ilema rishon lefnei shmua v'achron la'achar shmua. Is it before or after she found out that her son had really died first? Listening to Vlad mamzer. So just say the Vlad is a mamzer, period. Before, after they found out, what do you have to use that lashon for? Mishum tekabay lemisni seifa, but because in the seifa, amru lameis vayalef v'nisseis, v'yachar kach amru lekayim ayav ameis, harishon mamzer v'yachron eno mamzer, because we use the lashon of rishon and achron there, tananami resha rishon v'achron mamzer, so we use the lashon there too. Fine. Period. Tanarabana, zudiv rabbi akiva. As we said, our Mishnah, which says, there's mamzerus, that's only Rabbi Akiva. Kiddushin is not tofsin b'chai ve'lavin, and therefore when this woman goes, the Yavama Lashuk, that's the Zisser, Yavama Lashuk is chai ve'lavin, says Rabbi Akiva, that creates mamzerus. And that's our Mishnah. But we don't pask in that way. There's no mamzeris by a woman who does not do yibim mechalitza and violates chai ve'lavin, violates Yavama Lashuk. So that's the Chachamim. V'leima ein mamzer mi'chai v'lavin. Why do the Chachamim say such a limited language? Ein mamzer mi'yavama. Why don't they just say there's no mamzer mi'chai v'lavin? So Gemara says, well, maybe this Chachamim is not the Chachamim like we know. Maybe this is another version of Rabbi Akiva. Remember we had back on Daf Mem Test, three or four different versions of Rabbi Akiva. So this Chachamim, Haitana, Hachtana de Rabbi Akiva hu. This is Rabbi Akiva really. De Amar, Mechai v'lavin de She'er have mamzer. One version of Rabbi Akiva, he says that only mamzerim only come from Chai v'lavin of relatives. She'er, Erva. Mechai v'lavin, great de lo have mamzer. But Stam Chai v'lavin, like our case, wouldn't be a mamzer. That's why this shita doesn't say there's no mamzer mechai v'lavin. Because this shita is one version of Rabbi Akiva. Well, there are mamzer mechai v'lavin, and therefore it has that formulation. Fine. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, minayin she'ein kiddushin tofsin b'yavama. Rav holds there's no tfisas kiddushin by yavama lashuk. Rav shita she'nemar lo sihiya eishas hameis achutza le'ishzor. Though Eishas Hameis shouldn't go out to marry someone else, lo tiye ba havaya lizar. That's a Rav Darshins. She shouldn't have any havaya. There was no tfisas kiddushin. Major machlokas we shown in Rashi Tosfos. Not here, but we had it earlier on Dav Mem Tes Amid Beis. If you remember, Rashi Tosfos have a machlokas. Does Rav say that there's mamzerus too? There's no tfisas kiddushin. Does Rav say like Rabbi Akiva? If there's no tfisas kiddushin, there's mamzerus. Rashi says yes. Rashi says, Rav holds, there's mamzerus from Yavama Lashuk in this case. No tefisa kedushin equals mamzerus. And Tosfos says, no. Tosfos says, what about a guy? Right, a guy has no tefisa kedushin, but there's no mamzerus. right, in that case, right, a man who, a guy, male, who lives with a Jewish woman. The kid's not a mamzer, the kid's a Jew. Okay, maybe he's a pogum, but he's a Jew. So, says Tosfos, even if there's no tefisas kiddushin, there doesn't have to be mamzeris. That's an important machlokas, the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara just says, Rav Shita bet tefisas kiddushin. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Ba'ani Yuseinu Tzricha Get. In my humble opinion, I think she needs a get. I think there might be tefisas kiddushin. Misavka le Shmuel. Rav Shmuel's not sure about that drasha. Hi lotia eishes ameis ilo lavu da'asa. Is it just coming to tell you it's usher? But there is tefisas kiddushin. Ida lo tafsi ba kiddushin u da'asa. Or is it coming to tell you that there's no tefisas kiddushin? Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says no tefisas kiddushin. Shmuel says I'm not sure. Amrle Rav Mari bar Rachel Rav Ashi. Rav Mari bar Rachel. What do you mean bar Rachel? That's pretty unusual. So whenever Mar Bar Rachel comes up, we mention Rachel was the daughter of Shmuel, who was captured, and she was nivelis to one of her captors, who later became Jewish. But because we don't want to mention Isi was his name. So because we don't want to be mefarsim that, even though now that it says Rachel, we're always mefarsim it, right? So we don't want to do that. That's why it says Rachel, because that was the Shmuel's daughter. Amar of Mari bar Rachel Rav Ashi. Hachi Amar Meimar Halacha Kavasi de Shmuel. We all like Shmuel, meaning you have to be choshesh that there is tefisas kiddushin here. Amar Rav Ashi Hashda to Amar Meimar Hilchas Kavasi de Shmuel. Now that a Meimar has said Halacha is like Shmuel, what happens in this case? Imhaya Yavama Kohen. What happens if the Yavama, the Yavam that she should have done Yibam with, or Chalitza, is a Kohen? She went and married somebody else. So now what are we going to make her do? We're going to make her get divorced from her new husband and come back to this husband? So that she's stuck. That she can't marry either of these guys. Because this is a Kohen. So if the Yavam is a Kohen, Choletzla, then we would allow her to just get Chalitza from the Yavam, Vishayale, and stay with her new husband. That's what Rav Mari, that's what Rav Ashi says. Says the Gemara, it's Gure Itgar. That's not fair, because she married somebody else. So that's why we would say, okay, you can stay married. We feel bad for you. What do you mean we feel bad for you? She did, she went against Halacha. Chai Vilavin. Ella, no, this is rather what was said. Ella, and this is what I said, expanding on Shmuel's opinion. Imhaya Yavama Yisrael. If Yavama is Yisrael, no sin la sheni get for Hutralo. No, it's not that we do something to allow her to stay married to her, the man she married, the Isser. We would allow her, though, to marry the person who she should have gotten married to, Beheter, meaning the new husband gives her a gap, and she can do Yibam to her original husband. Stop there for a minute. You know, we can spend a lot of time on this, but just to tell you the Chakira. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Asvin Daraisa, Klal Ches, can't learn Maseches Yavamas without this. Biur Inyan Isser Yavama Lashuk. We've mentioned a number of these Sfeikas and Chakiris already. He says, what we're talking about, this is the dot to talk about it. Yavama Sadi Beis. Isser Yavama Lashuk. What's the root of that Isser? Ma Inyano. Im Inyano, two questions. Number one, is it Inyano She'ishus Haba'al Lo Nistalek Lagamre? Vinitak Mimisa Lalav? What is this Isser about? Maybe this Isser, let's say Reuven was married and Reuven died, and now Shimon is the Yavam. So do we say Reuven's marriage really didn't end totally? And that's the Isser of Yavama Lashuk is really based on Reuven, the dead husband. It's gone down from Misa to Lav, but the root of the Isser of Yavama Lashuk is really the dead husband. Is that it? O Dilma, no. Isha Sabal Nistalik Lagamre. Or no, Reuven's out of the picture. The Isser Lashuk Isser Chadashu. It's a totally new Isser, nothing to do with Reuven. A. B. V'im tim salomar, she'ishas habalo nesalik lagamre. And if you want to say within A, if you want to say that Ishus didn't finish yet, gamken yesh lehistapik. So now, you still have the suffix. Im isura adayin mikoach haba'al. Is it still rooted in the Ishus of Reuven? O dilma, ha'ishus ha'nishar nisrokan liyavam. V'isura ata mikoach hayavam. Reuven has now transferred into Shimon. And now Shimon creates the Isser of Ishus, but at root it used to be Reuven's. V'chein, or, even if you want to say it's totally new, is it a new Isser Ba'alma, or is it a new Isser of Ishus, related to Shimon? These are all questions. If you want to say Ishus Ba'al Nesalak Lagamre, Gavke Yishlus topic, Imo Yisura Isser Ba'alma, Lo Isser Ishus, O Dilma Chidsha Torah, Ishus Chadash, Bina Liyavam, V'Isura Mikoach Ishus HaYavam, Elashu Isser Ishus Kalush, V'akin yisur rak balav. Big nafkaminas. Davar sheba erva. And lav and other lot of different formulations. That's what he goes into here. This question, how do you view of the Isser Yevama Lashuk? Again, a great great discussion there. We don't have to go time to go into it. Let's continue. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Amar Rav. Rav Yosef Engel has brisker formulations, but he is different way of saying it. He doesn't have Gavra and Chefsa, but he's asking those root nucleus type questions. Right? My Rebbe once said he's terminologically laden. Right, he's full of lashon, but he's asking those questions. He's going to read through his lumdus. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yevama. Rav makes the following statement: Yevama kiddushin ein ba nisuin yeshba. What does that mean? She does not have kiddushin; she has nisuin. Ask the Gemara: E kiddushin ein ba nisuim nami ein ba. If you don't get the first base, you're not going to get the second base. Right? If there's no kiddushin, there's no nisuin. What does that mean? Rav said, there's no tefisas kiddushin. If there's no tefisas kiddushin, there's no tefisas nisuin. So, a couple of suggestions. Number one, Ema, you're right. Kiddushin and nisuin ain't ba. Change it. It means there's no kiddushin or nisuin. Right? This is Rav Shita. There's no tefisas kiddushin. Ve'i bayis Ema. Number two, my nisuin yeshba biznus. What does it mean? She can't have tefisas kiddushin. But what if she's mizane when she's a shomeres yavam? So that does apostle her on the Yavam. That's what it means. She has Nisuin. It means if she doesn't act like Nisuin, she does an act of Bia. She does Nus, that has significance. Kidrav Amnuna, Damarav Amnuna, Shomeres Yavam Shezinsa, Asura Liyavama. If she's Mizana, she's Asur to the Yavama. So that's what it is considered. Right? The Tosfos in Sota, Dav Yud Ches Amid Beis, has an important Lashon, where Tosfos says, we treat her as if she's married, like an Eshezish Shezinsa. That's Rav Hamnuna's Chiddush. It's like an Eishes Shezinsus. This goes on the list of comparing Erisin to Zika Leibum. Right here. If she's Mizana at that time, Rav Hamnuna Shita is, she's Asur to, just like Eishes Shezinsus is Asura to the Baal, that's what Rav Hamnuna says according to Rav. V'bayisema, third pshat. What does it mean? Yes, Kiddushin, no Kiddushin, yes, Nisuin. Liolam Kedabran Meikara. Kiddushin ain ba Nisuin Yeshba. It's literal. But demichlefa beisha shalach bailo nidas hayam. If she just tried to do kiddushin with a man, that's meaningless. She doesn't require anything. But what if she then went a step further? She did kiddushin and then she went through with a chuppah. Kiddushin or not tofsin. She still would need to get there because then people might get confused. If we'd allow her to go free after chuppah, people might get confused with our case in the first mission of the parak of Isha that her husband went to nidas hayam. She got married to somebody else in the interim. So, and then if we allow her to leave without a gap, that would be a big problem. Right? By Kiddushin, that's what we just said in the Mishnah here. She can leave, without anything. But that's why it is, different. Amar, one more line. Amar Abyanai, Bechabura, Nimnu, Vagamru, Ein Kiddushin Tofsin B'Yavama. In our group, we gathered and we voted, and we paskin like Rav, the Kiddushin are not Tofsin with a Yavama, and then Rabbi Yochanan is gonna say back to him, well, I think it's even a Mishnah. But we'll have to stop here. Before we get into the sugyas of Davar Shaloba La'olam and other related issues coming up on the next daf. Okay, we'll stop here.